live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Something exciting must be going on.
Yeah, sure isn't the Tigers.
No, that was that a debacle last night?
I turned that off. I was to the ninth inning. I said, I couldn't believe it. That's how we had that one won.
You lasted until the ninth inning? Wow.
I know.
Good job.
That was pretty good. Hey, we are live today right now. We have started the show. Can we get everybody under control, you think?
Yeah, they're all here.
They're all here.
Gang's all here. We have United Way of Jackson County.
Right.
We're going to talk to the Chamber,
you know,
Lloyd Gantt Retirement Centers, Career Quest, Da Vinci Schools, also here today. And we'll hear from Angela Macnick later.
We've got a problem with our speakers here, I guess, right now. They're not working here at the restaurant. Yep. Here we are. They're starting to come on now.
Yeah, they're working.
All right, they're on. We're going to start out today. We're going to start out the United Way. This is the time of year for United Way.
If they have a microphone.
If it's football season, it'll be United Way. But we got to get you a microphone, too, don't we? I'll tell you. We're going to get the microphone over to Ken Toll to start out with United Way.
Here we go. Thank you.
So hold on 1 second, and we're going to have it. All right.
United Way.
United Way. Ken Toll. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Greg.
How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great, great. You got a lot of exciting things going on this time of year, do you?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit busy this time of year, but it's all good. Ready to go out there and have another successful annual campaign, you know? Like you said, when it's football, when it's fall, when the leaves start to change, we start thinking more about home, about family, about community, and it's a good time for us to step up.
Right on. Well, you guys have been doing it so well, and of course, United Way's only been around for how many years now?
80 years this coming spring in Jackson County.
We've 80 years.
Wow. Yep. United Way started back in
Bravo.
We started back in 1880s in the Denver area and have moved across the country ever since. So, long time.
And you came here in what, 1930? Is that when you came?
Yeah, from? Yeah. I was a young man when you hired me. That's right, 1930 something.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, there's still a lot of need out there, and unfortunately, we have to have money to help those people. So.
We're doing some new things, though. We have a brand new report card, the first time we've had a scorecard to rank how some of our programs are doing. So if you go online today, or if you are fortunate enough to have us come in and talk with you, one of your workplaces, you'll see this card that talks about some of our outcomes. And that's why we raise the money. We're just trying to help people in need. And if you look at this report card, you'll see some pretty cool stats, like 100% of the people who come to food pantries in Jackson County hungry get food. 100%, every single one has been served. Or 94% of people who have serious legal issues who go to legal services that don't have income to pay a lawyer are able to resolve their serious issues. They're able to file their bankruptcy, get their unemployment claims, whatever they need successfully. So this is our first time to roll up a whole bunch of indicators into one scorecard, and we hope it means a lot to people. We encourage you to go on our website and check it out.
Of course, your scorecard here talks about really the three bases here: the education, financial stability, and health.
Right.
If we can give that to people, we can probably bring them out of the problems they have.
Yeah, if you think about it, you need financial stability in order to achieve your dreams. Usually, you need a good education to be financially stable, and without good health, what fun is life? So those are the three building blocks that we focus on.
Well, that is great. You know, we've got to do that for sure. But so we've got today. You also have Cheryl Norrie with you today, and I think Cheryl wanted to talk about the dollars. And are you the campaign chair this year?
Good morning. I am campaign chair this year.
Well,
yes.
Welcome.
Go team. Go team.
All right. So you're what are you doing this year? It's really exciting for the campaign.
Well, I'm sorry. really exciting for the campaign. We have a lot of local people in our campaign program this year, but the most exciting thing we're really doing is helping individual Jackson people one by one by one. And that's the cool thing about the campaign and why I'm chair this year, is because what we're doing is helping our own people. It's us. It's local.
Well, yeah, because of course the money we raise here, predominantly most of it all stays right here in Jackson, Michigan, helping everybody.
Right. It is divided among our Jackson programs and services and overseen by volunteers. And, of course, the first volunteer event we have coming up is the cardboard boat race kickoff on September 11th at about 3:30, 4 o'clock at Cascades.
That's a kickoff, the main kickoff event for United Way this year for the fundraiser. Is that right?
Yep. This is the fourth year in a row, actually, we've done the cardboard boat race.
And how are you coming on now? You getting a lot of participants?
A lot of participants. We have 17 companies and organizations that are involved. Some of the ships are a little more seaworthy than others right now, but it'll all be good for September 11th.
Well, I think if you haven't attended one of these, you probably should come out there because it's kind of a fun event, fun way to start out United Way and to get everything going and have a little fun.
Rick, you're in that, aren't you?
Well, I've been in it every year, but
in the water.
I've been in the water every year. That's
yeah,
right.
You're a serious kayaker, Rick. I've seen you go at the race.
Oh, I know. We always have a lot of fun with that, and we've got a master builder in our agency. That guy just builds an incredible boat. And
Did you just confess to having a ringer?
What's that?
Did you just confess to having a ringer on air?
No, we just build nice boats that look good and have fun. The ringer was me. What the heck? When I rolled the boat, what the heck? Come on now. But this year we have an all-female team. This year it's going to be all-female team off there. So.
Oh, go team.
Yeah, all women, and I think we're going to have fun with it. But it's a fun day. You guys have those 17 boats out there, and you have you going to be there, Greg?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Greg O'Connor will be there, so
it's a great family event. We've got the boats, we have ice cream and hot dogs, a lot of fun.
It'll be great. Now, you guys also do some United Way. Let's just talk about something that we do with the money that we think is pretty important out there. I know we're talking about some of the dispute resolution and things like that. Let's talk a little bit about that program and what some of the things. I know if it's Ken, are you going to talk about that?
Sure. Dispute resolution is one of 43 programs and services that we fund with your United Way dollars here in Jackson County. It's a special program that works with a court system for folks who are considering litigation but don't necessarily want to lawyer up and go for the kill. A mediation program trains volunteers to sit down with folks who have a beef and talk with them and try to work it out before it actually goes to court. It saves our court a lot of money and time. It saves the litigants a lot of money and time, and they usually end up with a very positive outcome. These guys are also being trained to work in schools increasingly, so if a child is having an issue at school, a third party can come in neutrally and talk with the staff and the parents and try to, again, be an advocate just for that child and do what's best for that child. So dispute resolution has been in Jackson County for a long time. It almost closed a couple of years ago because it lost a grant, so we actually brought it into the United Way building, brought the guys onto our staff, stabilized it, and they now have a new business plan and look much more financially viable. They're striking out on their own again. So, again, one of the many, many programs and services that United Way does that you probably never even heard of, but that's really, really changing the community for the better.
Yeah, especially when you don't know where to go. That's really, that's what United Way is doing so much of. Well, let's talk about that. You talk about the food and all the everybody that shows up gets some food. How many people are you serving out there?
I haven't seen the numbers yet, but last year, our total population count, we served over 63,000 individuals who came into the programs and services in United Way. Now, some of them may be counted twice. If a child went to a food pantry and then went to Big Brothers Big Sisters, that would be twice. So we can't say it's 63,000 unduplicated, but overall, you get a sense that at some point, our programs are touching about half of the county of Jackson. And we know those are our friends and neighbors and the kids in the classroom with our kids, so it actually touches us directly as well, because when those families do better, we all do better.
Amen. But it's surprising you say that 63,000. And like you say, some of it's a little bit duplicate, but that's not 63,000. That's not counting people coming to the food program twice. That's only counting them once.
Correct.
So you think about that number, it's almost frightening to think about that number.
It's massive. It's frightening, but it's also positive because we're working with these people in new ways. We're not just giving them food. We're helping them become more financially viable. We're getting more and more letters not only that say, thanks for being there, United Way, but we're getting letters that say, you saved our life, and because of you, I now have a job. I'm able to provide for my family. I won't need to go to the food bank next week or next month. Thanks for getting me back on my feet. That's the end goal we're trying to strive for. People functional, happy, self-sufficient. We all win when people have jobs and are in that situation, and that's what we strive for.
And you also take people and send them on to different nonprofit organizations to help them. That's really what you're doing more than anything, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, you know, giving somebody a box of food doesn't usually solve the big issue that they're facing. But if you give them a box of food and some utility assistance, and then while they're relaxed a little bit and can see some daylight, then you work with them on more long-term goals, you can do good. But it usually takes an array of services, an array of different benefits. And what we've seen is if you can pile those up on people and put them through multiple programs, you can create a lasting change in their life so they don't have to keep coming back. But usually it takes more than just one program, more than one brief meeting. It takes multiple things.
Yeah, that's great. It's great what you guys do. So this year, are we starting out pretty good? Are we excited?
We're off to a great start. Cheryl, what do you think?
Mackie is one of the campaign leaders this year, and we just ran our campaign, and people were very generous. So we're off to a good start. We don't quite have numbers yet. We might have a competition with another company in the offing, so we don't want to leak any secrets.
Hey, Cheryl, can we still get a boat in if we need to get a boat?
Oh, absolutely. Bring your cardboard, bring your duct tape, and get a boat in.
Northwest School, we got a superintendent here. I think he wants to get one in. That's what he just whispered in my ear. Can I get a boat in? You want Molly?
Doing a great job of really reaching out to community. I look at, like, with education, energizing education, the program is as they say, the bomb. You know, it's phenomenal, and Ken is doing a great job in the United Way of spearheading that. And that is something that really is, you know, I could talk about this for an hour, but it'll be
not going to let you. I got the microphone.
But it'll be for 2 minutes. And that is the fact that is bringing in community to schools so that we are partnering up. And I really appreciate that, Ken, the United Way. That's fantastic.
Hey, you're the bomb too, Ben, right? I tell you. And you're cool, like we used to say. Well, good point. Let's move along to the next one, Greg.
Moving right along. Hey, thanks to United Way for being here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Walters is here. He is the business development manager for the chamber. Anybody
doing
here who is not a chamber member, raise your hand. Everybody in the room is a chamber member.
If you're not, leave right now.
Wow. 100%, Michael.
So far.
Your job's simple.
Yeah. Just keep them informed and let them know what's going on with the chamber. And just our help really comes from other members letting other businesses know how they've been helped by the chamber. We've created a new program this year, our referral program. Really just kind of revamped it and really want to invite other members to give back in a way or really advertise their business to other businesses that are helping bring more businesses to the chamber. So an example is, say, Jeff invites a business and they join. Well, he gets a $40 gift card to wherever that sponsorship is that month. And like this month thing is Rallies. Next month should be Chase and so on and so forth. And then at the end of the year, he gets a ticket put in the drawing. And for every referral he gets one ticket. So if he has 10, he gets 10 tickets. And at the end of the year, Josh Brigette was nice enough from MIS to donate 2 Champions Club tickets to the MIS, whoever is the top referral person, whoever gets picked out of that bunch. So it's really a nice way to give back because all of our area members who have restaurants and retail places are able to, in a way, give something to people who are bringing other businesses to the chamber, who are being able to be helped. And as a collective goal, our goal is to always have a strong unity and make sure we can fight for our legislative rights.
How is membership still growing?
Yeah, right now we're about 729 membership-wise. Of course, we always do have members fall off, but you know, it's my job to go out there and talk to them, make sure they know what the chamber does, and make sure that we can get them to come back. And so far, we're doing pretty good, about 90% retention rate.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Seems like it bounces up every time we get here.
Hey, we try. We try to make sure that our voice is being heard and that we're letting people know that what we really do is very important to the community. Just like as long as everybody else, like the schools and United Way, all those partnerships together make a stronger bond. And when we're all together and one in the business community, that really helps us get our goal accomplished.
So you have a new, data system?
Yeah, we have a new program called Chamber Masters. It's our software system. It allows our members to be more interactive, and they can actually do more stuff on their own without calling us or emailing us to make a change to their profile. They can actually do it themselves. And I actually get an email every single time somebody makes a change, whether it's their name, their phone number, their email. It's almost too much. But it's really nice because people can go in there and they can post specials that are going on. They can post any type of discount they want to offer to the members. They can add videos and pictures. They can add descriptions of their business. They can really make sure people, they know what their business does. It's a fully interactive system. It's really useful, too.
Are you seeing a lot or able to document a lot of member-to-member activity?
Oh, most definitely. On a daily basis, while I'm there at the person's business or when I'm on the go or back at the office, I can use my tablet and log right into their system, and it's all web-based, so it makes it really, really easy.
So if somebody's out there listening, what should they do, Michael? Because all these people are chamber members.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. You just go to our website, jacksonchamber.org, and you can go into log in as a member, and if you don't have a profile, you can create one right there. If you need to email us and ask for us to create one for you, it's really simple. We just do your email, and then you create your own password. Once you get in there, you can really just edit your profile and make it the way you want it to be. Put your description, put logos, all kinds of stuff in there.
What are some of the other benefits?
Of the actual program itself?
Being a chamber member.
Oh, being a chamber member? Oh, man, there's so many different ones we could talk for hours. But mainly, it's what we do on a daily basis, our legislative stuff. And then we have everything that goes on to our educational things that Angela does. Then we have more of our day-to-day partnerships we've been creating, to have those discounts for our other members so that they're able to save money. I was at a business yesterday, and they were telling me how they saved $200 a month on their insurance. And I was digging and digging and digging and found out it was auto owners. And right now, that's
huge for us. Did you hear that, Rick?
Yeah, I just heard it. I think I was
saving money on insurance.
I didn't really... I was reading name tags, man. I was reading name tags. It's kind of fun to go around and name tags. You don't know who some of these people are. We got somebody here from Gilbert Chocolates. I'll tell you, yeah.
Rick just goes ahead and just side. It's all right.
Kind of gets lost here.
But no, we've had a lot of referrals from Rick's company. Uh-huh. A lot of his insurance reps have been helping us obtain members because they've been finding discounts for their insurance companies. And right now, auto owners has been a really big saver for people.
So call Michael if you're interested. You'll
most
come
definitely.
Out and talk to him?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Michael Walters from the chamber.
Michael Walters?
Walters. Oh. Be a chamber member.
Be a chamber member. We're going to pass this right over that way right now. So we got a new organization at Next Cup, I think, here, and Lake Ganton Retirement Centers. Been around for a couple of years now, I think. It's How many years has Lake Ganton Retirement Centers been around now? 47. How would you know? He was there. You didn't hear on the radio. That was Lloyd saying, I was there. Oh, you want to say something, Lloyd?
No, that my wife talks.
No. Stephanie talks today.
Apparently, I talk today.
Excuse me. We have Stephanie Riggs with us, Lake Ganton Retirement Centers, to talk about assisted living and Alzheimer's. And I don't want to think about either one of them, to be honest with you. But
no, nobody does. It's not a pretty disease. And unfortunately, it's on the rise. It is the only one that does not have survivors, so that's why we're here. We want to take care of those and make their transition into this time a little easier, but we also want to raise some funds so we can get the research going a little bit better.
Is Alzheimer's on the rise, or is it just recognized now more so?
I think it's on the rise. We have actually someone here in Adrian area that is early onset, and he's 32, I believe. So 32-year-old with Alzheimer's, and I think a lot of, they don't know for sure, but there's a lot of environmental factors, the way we live, things like that. But right now it's costing America $226 billion in Medicaid and Medicare dollars, so that's affecting all of us. All of the lost wages that happen when caregivers have to leave work. So everyone in here that's an employer, it's affecting you as well. So we want you to walk September 12th. So if you haven't signed up your team, ALZ.org.
Where are you guys walking at?
We are walking at the Cascades Falls over in the urban fishery area, right over where the boat race is going to take place the very next day, though.
So, Alzheimer's is a special treatment. You have to have special centers for that?
We do, and I'll let Paul Buckles, our president, tell you about those.
Oh, Paul Buckles, you.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah,
nice
we do provide housing for residents that have Alzheimer's, and as many of you know, if you have a family member that may be affected, there are different stages of how the disease can attack your brain, and the Alzheimer's units are specifically for those that really are challenged significantly by the disease in a safe setting that really allows them to still age in place, but have quality care provided to them in a safer setting, but with a higher concentration of resident assistance to the residents so that they're there if they need them as this horrible disease takes hold of their bodies. But they're attached to our assisted living, and within the assisted living, you're able to progress, and people are, again, challenged differently by this disease. So there's some that you might put in a category of pleasantly confused that can thrive in our assisted living, that it's an early onset Alzheimer's. But when they become a danger to themselves, to another resident, or to other people, we really have a fantastic physician that Jackson's lucky to have, Dr. Rajput, a specialist with geriatric psychiatry to help with medications with the resident, and then to be able to thrive in that environment that we provide in two of our locations, Spring Arbor Assisted Living as a memory care unit, and so does Legacy Assisted Living on Ann Arbor Road.
Now, there's different cares. I guess you always get mixed up. You talk about assisted living, you talk about Alzheimer's, you talk about, there's another facet to it too, isn't there? To what services you provide?
Well, we have our nursing home. Absolutely, yeah.
So nursing home's different than assisted living, and of course Alzheimer's up from that.
Yeah, we've seen significant growth in the assisted living because I believe we have adapted to the increasing needs that the residents have. They're aging in place, but we choose to be licensed assisted living in the Jackson area, which is a lot more challenging on the build-out and also the administration of it. Anytime our state inspector can come into our assisted living facilities to investigate a complaint, and we welcome that. If there's an issue, you think our dietary issues or restrictions or the things that we offer are not up to snuff with what the state's rules are, come on in, take a look at us. Just had an inspection at our Spring Arbor facility, raving reviews with that. So it's difficult for us, more difficult than the normal assisted living, but we choose to raise the bar to have a higher standard to provide care to our seniors. One other significant, unique characteristic, I would say, is our rehab within our assisted livings. That's not the norm you normally see them in the nursing homes, but our assisted living offer rehab, which allows you to stay in your own apartment, but get those things that can improve your normal activities of daily living that, you know, we take for granted, but our seniors are sometimes deficient with, and we're able to have the rehab within their apartment and the assisted living.
Okay, so I guess assisted living means that you can be on your own, but you need a little bit of assistance.
Yeah.
So basically that versus a nursing home where you're pretty much taken
care of. Absolutely. The way I put it is in the assisted living, we're a hotel, we're a hospital, and we're a restaurant. You know, you try to think about a hotel... and then providing hospital services and a restaurant, we offer that in a very, very affordable setting in our assisted living.
Okay. So you're Judy, you want to say something?
The nursing home is more for skilled care. When, say, that Alzheimer person really gets to the point physically, maybe we can't handle them, then they go to the nursing home. But the nursing home is for long-term care residents. And then we have the rehab component where we have the hotel too, Paul. we have the hotel where we have private rooms at the nursing home. But as far as Alzheimer's go, the Alzheimer memory care units are probably the best. But in assisted living, you need to be deficient in about three activities of daily living. But it is more independent than the nursing home.
Okay. So you've got the big walk, though, coming up, this Alzheimer's walk, which you guys are coordinating. And all the money that's raised for this goes to what?
Well, it goes to research, it goes to programming, and it goes to services. So obviously there's a lot of research going on still, and there's a lot of collaboration between countries where they come together and have a summit. And so all the money that we put into this in America is kind of gets quadrupled when you add all the other countries into it. We also have services and programs for the families that don't know what to do.
Right here in the area.
Yes. And, you know, Lloyd Ganton Retirement Centers is proud to be the main sponsor of the Jackson Walk. We raise the most money in this area, and we'll continue to do so because we feel so strongly about this. Tonight, look up to the sky. Our county tower building will be purple. All of the lights up there, and it'll stay that way for a month to raise awareness and just get people thinking about it and asking about it. I see Rick joined us today wearing purple. Good job.
Well, obviously. Hey, I knew you were doing that tonight.
Purple's our color, so when you see that building and you're wondering why the lights are purple, they'll be purple tonight all the way through September 19th. And September 13th through the 19th is National Assisted Living Week, so we'll be raising awareness for the next month.
Steph, if people want to get a team in, what do they do?
If they want to get a team in, they go to our website, alz.org, and you just enter your zip code, and you'll it'll come up which team you can join. So we're still accepting teams. Tonight we'll be at Culver's Restaurant, where if you have money that you've raised, you can turn it in there and get your team shirt. Every $100 earns you a T-shirt per individual, so we're really excited about that. Culver's is also giving 15%, 5 to 15% of the proceeds, depending on how many sales we do tonight, from 4 to 8 p.m. to the cause. So we really appreciate Karen Richard and her team over there.
So September 12th,
September 12th. Registration starts at 11:30 in the urban fishery area. We'll have a zoo-type thing over there where animals that you can pet. Kevin Nichols and his group will be there for entertainment. Mr. Greg O'Connor will be our MC. We appreciate that. We have media sponsors, K1053, and we do appreciate that help. And we'll have a dove release and a wonderful ceremony and some testimonies. So you can kind of hear, you know, how caregivers are dealing with this, and because it's very impactful on a family as a whole.
ALZ.org.
ALZ.org.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie Riggs, Paul Buchholz, Lloyd and Judy Ganton from the Ganton Retirement Centers. Quick break for the news here at 8. We'll be back with part 2 on News Talk 970 WKHM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, welcome back. Part 2, Good Morning Greater Jackson, News Talk 970 WKHM. We're at Bella Notte downtown in the heart of the Dig downtown Jackson, or the downtown Dig.
Yeah, they even got some of the new pavement done there on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Looks good.
Looks great. Really looks
coming
great.
Along.
Right.
Hey, our guest is Todd Bramlett, Career Quest Learning Center.
Good morning.
How are you, Todd?
I'm doing really well. Yourself?
Have you been on the show before?
I have not. It's my
you
first morning here.
Tell us about yourself then.
Well, I've been at Career Quest Learning Centers for 3 years, so I've I started out working with our students one-on-one, overcoming obstacles, and then promoted up to the Director of Education, and then just within the last couple of weeks, now I am the campus director at the campus. So I live in Mason, just had a newborn 6 weeks ago.
Wow.
So overcoming that obstacle, got a lot of changes going on right
sleep?
Now.
A lot of sleep last night?
Last night was probably the worst one yet. He's been really good to us, but last night was the worst one yet.
Okay.
So.
First child?
First child.
Change your life?
It's been amazing.
Good stuff, a little couple negatives, but the good stuff overrules it.
That's it.
So where is Career Quest?
Career Quest is located in the Commonwealth Building, just downtown on Francis, there. So we're on the second floor. We have the atrium located inside there, so it's a good location just above Michigan Works. We work with a lot of students that get funding through Michigan Works, so we're in a good location just off the bus line for accessibility. So we feel really good about where we're at and the direction we're moving at Career Quest right now. So.
Tell us about your program then.
We have medical assisting. That's our largest program, followed up by billing and coding, farm tech, IT, business. But we have two brand new programs that we're going to be starting here in the next couple weeks. So actually on 8/31, we're going to be starting our legal secretary program and our ophthalmic program. Those are two brand new programs that Career Quest is rolling out that we've been enrolling for the last 5 weeks for. And so we're excited to get those two new programs started. We've been working diligently with TLC in the area and really getting that ophthalmic program up and running. So we're very, very excited about the future of those programs and getting that out there. I don't think it's quite out there yet that we're starting those two new programs. So we're very excited about them and really trying to get it out there because we think ophthalmic and legal could really be successful in this area.
So is this for high school grads?
Yeah, anyone with a high school diploma or GED can enroll at CareerQuest just like any other college. And we are 8-month programs. We're an accelerated program that we want to concentrate on preparing you for employment. That's our focus. We don't want to let you down. We have a focus when you come in and you enroll in school that we want to live up to your expectation. And we want to prepare you for employment. So that means we're going to get you the social skills. That means we're going to prepare you for interviews. We're going to help you prepare your resume. We're going to job assist you. We're going to give you an externship where you can go out and get real world hands-on experience, you know, spending almost like a full-time job for 5 weeks out there working in your particular field that you have chosen to go down. So we're an 8-month program. We go every 5 weeks. We're enrolling students. And we have associates programs on top of that are an additional 7 months. So if you choose to get your associates, you could be done in 15 months. We are continuously building onto our programs. We're very excited about the two new ones.
Hey, I've been dealing with this for a long time, finding kids jobs.
Yes.
There's a trick to that, isn't there?
It's a huge trick to it. And first off, I think you have to have a staff that's very passionate about what our overall goal is. And I think that's what we have at CareerQuest. Everybody is very excited to create an opportunity for somebody else. And that's how we have to approach each day. With that passion for what our overall goal is. We got students of all varieties coming in, students that have tried different colleges, it didn't work out for them. They're gonna come there, we know your name, we're gonna work with you, we know what your struggle is, we know what we have to overcome.
It's a personalized
education. We know who you are, we know what barriers you have, we're gonna work with you to overcome them. So if the student comes in with the right mindset where they're gonna work too, we're gonna work just as hard as that student. Well, that's the one thing that's great about our campus is, we're small enough that we know who you are, we know what we need to overcome for you to succeed. We're going to prepare you. We're going to work with what your obstacle or struggle might be, and we're going to find a place where you can succeed. Not only get that job, but keep that job.
Placement is everything.
Everything. Very, very important to us. That's what we can go back on. If we make that student happy and successful, obviously that's going to help generate more students coming in the door. We want students to know what they're going to get when they decide to come to CareerQuest Learning Centers. They're going to walk in, they know what to get. As long as they're putting it in, we're going to put in just as much effort as they are to make sure they get what they need.
Are you continuing to grow?
We are continuing to grow. Right now we're right around 110. We expect to be at 130, 140 population come Monday. Our enrollment class right now is at 30 students. We probably expect to be at about 35 before the week is up. So with our graduating class going out and those students coming in and good retention of our students, we expect to, be at 160, 170, come October, November time. So we are trending up right now at CareerQuest, which is a very good thing. So
tuition based,
we have financial aid available. So they come in, they're going to meet with an admissions rep. They're going to come in and we're going to find out the best way to make their education affordable to that student. So they're going to sit down, they'll talk to that financial aid representative. It is available, and we'll make it affordable for them.
Can I make a quick, I knew the name CareerQuest. I really didn't have a clue exactly what you did. I mean,
yeah,
obviously something to do with careers, but so I'm a kid that got out of school, GED or graduated or whatever, and trying to figure out what I want to do in life. You've got specific programs that you can go into that train you for specific jobs then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it's like attending a classroom then for the next, would you say 8 months, did you say?
Yeah, for the next 8 months, they're just going to focus on areas that are going to make them employable. So, you know, a medical assistant, they're going to work on all the things that go into it. They're going to work on their blood pressures, their blood draws, and they're going to break it down, and they're going to focus on their certificates. So we're going to get them certified. So they're going to be eligible to get certified in phlebotomy, EKG, you name it. Our IT students are going to be able to be A-plus certified, NET-plus certified when they're done with that. So they're coming in, they're focusing on concentrations that are going to get them employed or make them employable when they get done with school. So we are focused. We reach out to our employers. We have a very good advisory board that we work with. We get feedback from them on what's going to make that student employable. And then we focus our education, our curriculum, to what is going to make that student employable.
And you place them then?
We do place them. We have a career services department there. So we work hand in hand with that student. We've employed students, you know, that have had jobs, lost jobs, and they come back to us, you know, a year later. We're still going to work with that graduate. So they're never not our student. We're going to work with them because we want to make sure that they're satisfied and they got what they want when they leave CareerQuest.
So what should students do?
Students need to contact CareerQuest. We have the Jackson campus. You can reach us at 517-990-9595. Our website is careerquest.edu. Or you can just stop into the second floor of the Commonwealth building and we'll take care of you. We don't mind walk-ins. Come on in. We'll find time for you if you come through that door.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
Todd Bramlett from CareerQuest.
Okay, next up, we're
Commonwealth
gonna have...
Commerce Center.
Yeah. Right. We have Carl Thomas with us here at Da Vinci Schools. Welcome, Carl. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pride of Lansing Everett.
Exactly.
Lansing Everett, back in the day. So, you know, here we got Da Vinci Schools. Obviously, we've got the different schools around, whether it's Jackson High or whether it's Northwest or whatever. Now we have Da Vinci. So what separates Da Vinci then from the other schools out there?
Well, first, I thought that the previous production was about us, you know, as far as, you know, the small class sizes, the size of the school, the personalized attention. One of the things this year we're trying to do is give every student that comes into the school a personalized learning plan because we know every student learns differently. And we don't try to, everybody's case is an individual case basis. So one of the things we try to do is make sure we know our students, we know our families, so we can help them the best we can.
Is Da Vinci a charter, Carl? Or no?
Yes, it is, from Central Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are you doing out there these days? What's going on? What's exciting?
Well, the exciting thing, we just had an open house at our primary schools, which are K-12, and it's totally renovated the school. As far as new classrooms, there's a pirate ship in one of them. There's a 90-gallon fish tank in another one. There's a Lego wall in another one. There's a tree house in another one. There's a two-story playhouse in a kindergarten room. And I say this, that it's not all playtime. I say this because it draws attention in because they're proud of what their school looks like, first of all. Also, we know attention getting in school, they need both things. They need some physical stuff as well as the learning stuff. So we have the best of both worlds in that. We also have new chairs and seating. And what people don't realize as well is that we have, for instance, a chair called a Hokie chair. And Sandy wanted me to make sure I talked about the Hokie chair. That's one of her favorite things. And it has like four or five different settings on it, but it allows for movement. Because we know one thing kids want to do, they want to get up and they want to walk around and be active. But if you're sitting down in a chair and you have freedom of movement in your chair, you don't have, you're less apt to walk around. So that's one of the new features that we have at the school as well. Downstairs in our 5th through 8th grade wing and downstairs of the building, it's called no chairs, which they have their own little setting like they're sitting in a college seat. Also allows freedom of movement where the student can turn in and out. We also have a tray stand where they can put cups of water, things like that, so they're not getting up and running to the bathroom or running to the water fountain all the time. So just some new improvements just to keep the kids in the classroom instead of running around and going outside the classroom to do other things but learn is one of the new things that we have going on at the school.
What grades do you have?
We have two different schools. The one school is K-8, and that's over on Murphy Drive. And then also on Jackson College's campus, we have our high school, which is 9-12.
Okay, so you've got so you're really not looking for any type of a special student here, or you're...
We take any students. I know that we might have the you know, connotation of us being just strictly and purely alternative, and I think that's some of our part. What we do is take kids that don't survive in other environments. I mean, as I said, that's why we promote the small classroom sizes. But there are some kids who just don't thrive in 2,000, 3,000 seating high schools. So they get there, and we have one young lady, for instance, a ninth grader came in last year. She already has 12 college credits already as a ninth grader because she wants to do the dual enrollment with Jackson College. So we do take young men and young women that can't survive in a traditional high school and give them the personal attention that they need. But we also have students that come there because they just want to be in a smaller classroom environment.
So you say dual enrollment. You are doing some dual enrollment. Like you said, you could be out to the college, Jackson College, and
yes,
taking a class and be here at the same time in high school class.
Right. If you're handling your business in high school and we think you're ready, now obviously we have some kids that come in, they want to go to college, but aren't ready to go. You know, and that's one of my jobs to make sure that they're ready as far as my role at the school. But the ones that are ready, as long as they're doing their high school curriculum, having good attendance, no zeros, and they show that they're ready to take on a college class, we might well start them off with one. We have one young lady who's going to be a junior. She's taking four, but also taking on her requirements for the Michigan high school curriculum. So if you can handle both, we'll give you both. But we don't put students in situations where they can't succeed.
I mean, talk about the curriculum. Is there some variety there, or is it a set, or how does that work? I mean,
we're standard like most every other high school because we have some rules that we have to abide by as far as the Michigan laws go. But I think our special thing that we do is we make sure we don't rush kids into something that they can't do. We know all kids learn at a different level and a different pace, and you can go at your own pace. We're not trying to rush you through anything. If you need to take a whole year to do math, you take a whole year to do math. We'll pull you to the side. I stay after school to 4:30. We have all our teachers will stay after school till 4:30. Teachers take their time. It's going to take kids very, very seriously. So as far as what we try to do for them, like I said, we're not miracle workers, but the time and effort that our teachers put into it, as well as Sandy Maxson as our principal and superintendent, is second to none.
Do you have any athletics?
No, we do not have sports. We don't have sports. I think most of the kids that do come to our school understand that they need to graduate and they want to graduate. So we're promoting our career center stuff because the career center is close to us. We also promote going to be in dual enrolled. But when you come to DaVinci, you know that you're going to get your books taken care of. And that's the main reason why a lot of students get there, because they know they can graduate and have that focus.
So you bring a child in there, you evaluate them with your counselors and everything else and figure out where they're at and what their aspirations are too, and try to direct them accordingly.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's, like I said, it seems we're not miracle workers. Like I said, we do some things, but our special attention that we try to give our students with the small class size, our high school last year, we had 140 students, but we can top out at 150. Our primary can top out at 250. So we're thinking that it's a good working environment at that size for the students that we have.
How small are the classes?
Between 20 and 22 students. Mm-hmm. But it can be as small as 15.
So if somebody's interested, should they call you, Carl?
They can call me. Anybody in the room's in here right now, they can talk to me when I leave. I mean, we're taking still students. We have some rooms still at our primary.
Mm-hmm.
I think our K through 4th grade is filled up, but 5th through 8th grade is not yet. And we're taking students at the high school level as well.
Thanks for coming out today.
No
Appreciate
problem. Thanks
it.
For having me.
Carl Thomas from DaVinci.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am Angela Macknick, the events director at the Jackson Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you all for coming out this morning. What an amazing crowd. Thank you all. Give yourself a round of applause for getting up early this morning. Thank you. I appreciate you coming out. Let's give Bella Notte a round of applause. We had quite a few more people than we normally do. And so thank you, Brandon and Annette, for filling us in. I also want to thank our ambassadors. I do this at every event because we couldn't do these without them. So Brandy Chase with Put a Smile in It, Rod Malloy with the Dahlem Center, and Misty Alvarado with Bank of America Merchant Services all helped us out this morning to get us registered and get us ready for the event right after this. So let's give them a round of applause for helping us out this morning. Thank you, guys. And we have some new members since we were together last month. We have Brooklyn Ford, America's Preferred Home Warranty, Antique Mercantile, Once Upon a Child, Hilltop Manor Inn, College and Career Access Center of Jackson, Panda Express, Keystone Development LLC, Horse Creek Candles, Frosty King, and Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, soon to be open. So welcome them to the chamber and encourage them to come to events such as this Good Morning Greater Jackson, Business After Hours, etc. So let's give them a round of applause too. All right, and so now that we are, I hate to say it, sort of getting towards the end of summer. We do have some events coming up in September. We actually are going to be having an economic lunch coming up on September 21st, and it's going to be a candidate forum, and we're going to be talking with the candidates that are going to be running for the mayor, as well as some of the candidates that will be running for city council. So it's a great opportunity to come out and become more informed before you make a decision on who is going to be the next mayor and or city council representatives. We also have a Good Morning Greater Jackson coming up on the 22nd of September. And we also are going to be partnering with Spring Arbor University to host an event out there with Amy Kasper, who is the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. So a great opportunity to hear from someone directly involved in the entrepreneurship field. And we are going to be kicking off September with our Leadership Jackson program. We still have a few spots available. So if you have an employee that needs a little bit of leadership development, it's a great opportunity for them to come out, meet some other folks in the community, and get to hang out with me for the next 7 months. So great opportunity. So we're still accepting applications for those as well. And finally, we need nominations for our annual meeting. We present a handful of awards at our annual meeting. We present the Athena Award, sponsored by Lloyd Ganton Retirement Centers, Small Business Person of the Year, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank, Reach Higher, which is sponsored by South Central Michigan Works, our Brick Award as well. So we have plenty of opportunities for you to nominate fellow chamber members for the great stuff that they're doing in this community. So please get those in by September 11th, please. And don't forget, Jaxpo is coming up October 15th. If you have not reserved your booth yet, please do so. We are sold out of premier booths and nonprofits, so time to get your booth reserved and hang out with us on October 15th. And finally, we have quite a list of attendees this morning, so bear with me as I mention you guys this morning. We have Gilbert Chocolate, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Jackson Host Lions Club, Legal Shield, Manpower, Michigan Community Credit Union, Old National Bank Downtown, OSB Community Bank, Paget Business Services, Treach Out Security Solutions, Russell Decker, Dahlem, Put a Smile in It, Bank of America Merchant Services, CP Federal, Balloony Bin, Mackey, Advertising Solutions Today, Dancy's Fancy Butter, Tomco Asphalt, Northwest Schools, Handyman Stan, Printer Anderson Printing and Mailing, Johnson Sign Company, Exit Realty First, Jackson Magazine, K&J Total Design, Capital Bank Card. So thank you all again for coming out this morning and supporting the sponsors we had this morning who continue to do just amazing work in this community. So thank you for making Jackson your home and for being part of the chamber. And we will see you next month.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
We will see you next month, September 22nd. Put that on your docket. News next on WKHM, Mike Rogers, and we'll take a look at the scoreboard.